Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Hey, fuckers. Oh, what's up? It's Christina Hutchinson.
And Corinne Fisher.
You're about to hear an excerpt of our drunken Christmas episode where we read your emails high on whiskey and vodka.
Yeah, you're not smart. We're not doing too great either on this episode.
We're all dumb whores. I learned that I've been assaulted multiple times.
And then I also might have been assaulted.
Yeah, and I'm going to kill the person who assaulted her, and then I can't remember who assaulted me.
It's
a whodunit. It's a classic Christmas guys we fucked whodunit, you know?
Merry Christmas
to
all.
Touch my titties.
Assault to good night. Guys, we're things are going great. And if you want to hear more of this, you're not gonna get this for free.
Nah, you bitch.
It's on luminarypodcast.com. Subscription start as little as $2.99 a month. I know you're saying, is Sweden? Can we get it? Yeah, of course
you
can.
Yeah, you can. The Swedes.
The Nordics are available. Come on, don't be crazy.
That's not just a cream.
Enjoy it. No matter how much gumption you have, you can't be more than 5'3.5". Like, you know.
That's true. You can't get taller on
Mike. No matter how confident you are, you can't process more tequila. Like, it's just not... You know?
Yeah.
That's what too confident means.
Okay.
So Merry Christmas, everyone. That's a stocking stuffer for you.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, stocking stuffer indeed.
Oh God. Is this mine or yours?
Yeah, this is yours.
Ho ho ho, stepbrother edition. Hey guys, I never told this to anyone before.
Yes.
Well, you know, join the club. Some background. I have one brother, three step siblings, and one half sister who is a combo of our parents. We all started living together when I was 4. How Brady Bunch. So I really don't remember any time where I didn't just consider them my siblings. And I've always been close with all of them. My stepbrother and I were especially close as we are only 5 months apart. So growing up, we were in the same grade. We were often referred to by our friends and our parents as the twins. And we were always more best friends than we were brother-sister. At 7, we both remembered kind of experimenting with basic touching, clothes on, and kissing each other. But it was only one incident. It's not good when you're describing it as an incident.
But if they're step.
Yeah. As we became teenagers.
That makes sense. Kids explore.
Sexually. Oh, for sure. I would have fucked a step sibling.
Yo, if I had the chance, I'd ride that dick all day until the early morn.
They're in the house. Come on. As we became teenagers, the sexual tension between us just increased. Finally, Christmas break of our junior year, we happened to be alone in the house one day, and we started talking about what kind of porn we watch. One thing led to another, and I gave my first blowjob next to the Christmas tree.
Aw, Merry Christmas.
To my stepbrother.
Yeah, you weren't related by blood.
For the rest of our, that's hot. For the rest of our high school career, we fooled around any chance we got. Truly wasn't super often because family was always there and getting caught was absolutely not an option.
Yeah.
It was a lot
hotter.
Of oral fingering, hand jobs, making out. We did not lose our virginities to each other, but eventually we did fuck a couple of times.
Aw.
After graduating high school, we never fooled around again. I was in a relationship for all of college. He went into the military, and we only saw each other at Christmas time. One Christmas, 2017, he was newly married and I was newly single.
Uh-oh.
Oh boy. All of us siblings were hanging out late and drinking and occasionally going outside for smoke breaks. We were sharing stories and getting to know our new sister-in-law better. Military. He married her after only knowing her for a few months.
Very military.
I love it. A real Dharma and Greg.
Yeah.
I was very drunk and I don't remember what the conversation was that made her say this, but I distinctly remember my stepbrother's wife looking at me and quietly saying, "It's okay. I know."
Ugh.
Yuck.
Bitch.
Men share too much.
Keep that to your goddamn self.
Men either like tell you lies or tell you way too much of the truth.
That's
what's not for dinner. Doesn't even make sense.
Yeah. Well, no,
I immediately turned stone cold and said, "Stop." And my stepbrother quickly changed the topic of conversation. I never asked her or my stepbrother if she knew about our past, but I assume she does. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she does. Because what the hell else could that have been about?
Right.
She's never treated me any differently than my other siblings, and she doesn't at all seem judgmental or threatened by me, so I don't really mind if she knows. She is my stepbrother's partner, and it's fair for him to want to share his past as long as she also takes this to her grave. Yeah, I mean, it's okay that she knows, but she shouldn't have said anything to you. That was weird.
Uncomfortable and rude.
Uncomfortable, for sure. If that's not all weird enough, it gets weirder. Last Christmas, as is our sibling tradition, we gave each other blowjobs. Just kidding.
sibling blowjob.
We did an old
sibling. There's a lot of porn categories with that exact
title. It's called a wet elephant, where we just give each other oral.
Wet elephant's when you brought your stepbrother under the table.
So last Christmas, as is our sibling tradition, we were all drinking, smoking, and catching up, and people started leaving to go to bed. Mm. For some reason, my stepbrother's wife and I ended up alone in the living room. Oh, do they hook up? living room.
No
and
way.
We started being super drunk girl sweet to each other, saying things like, I just love you so much. And you're so much fun. And you're seriously the best. I'm sure we were super annoying. And then we gave each other a hug, except we didn't stop hugging. We just kept holding each other.
Oh, shit, bitch.
My stepbrother walked. Oh, my God.
This is
amazing. My stepbrother walked in on us during this weird ass prolonged hug and wrapped his arms around both of us. Then the three of us just stood there in this hug for like 10 fucking seconds before we heard someone coming, and we all broke the hug and said goodnight.
That person who came down.
That was
ruined your threesome. That was about
hot. I'm not going to lie. It was fucking hot.
Yeah, no shit.
We're 26 now, and without fail, every time my stepbrother and I are alone in a room, the sexual tension is palpable, and we immediately resort to flirting.
You gotta fuck them.
Is it weird that I get extra horny for him at Christmas time?
No. Christmas is a horny time
for
you.
Is the fact that this took place at all crazy?
Honestly, no.
No, this is great.
Yeah, it makes sense.
I know the step-sibling thing is super popular in porn. One of my number one searches. But
really?
I secretly hope other people actually have fucked their stepbrother.
Oh, yes, they have, bitch. Why would it be the
because
most popular
Because the film that like I feel like opened up my sexuality was Cruel Intentions, and that's the scenario there. So it's Sarah Michelle Gellar, Ryan Phillippe, my fucking dream.
You know, I didn't know this, but drunkenly turned down a threesome with Ryan Phillippe.
I did know that, actually.
Yeah.
Well, no, that was your loss. I heard he's not that
nice. I'd rather get diddled by a doctor again.
You know what? He loves comedy, though. He's a fan of Tim Dillon. He always comments on Tim Dillon's Instagram posts, and I go,
that
you know what?
Motherfucker's got famous friends now.
I should have just kept eating and moved to LA. love you, Tim.
he would think that's hilarious.
I know, he would.
He got a little nose of the picture,
he would be like, I love those girls gotta eat girls.
It's like Call Her Daddy, but uglier. And they don't have boyfriends.
Oh, man. Okay, yeah, but I sincerely hope other people have fucked their stepbrother, so I'm not the only one.
You're not.
No worries if this doesn't count for the Christmas stories or if it's too late. Oh, no, this is amazing.
No, this was perfect. This is my favorite one.
But I have to ask, if the opportunity presents itself, should I have a threesome with my stepbrother and his wife?
Yep.
Or should I avoid that at all costs because it's too messy? It's already messy, girl.
Get that messy ass pussy.
It's already
in there.
So messy.
And
just
you
do it.
You fuck her and you fuck him too.
Yeah, I have no idea if they'd be down, but I've masturbated to the thought. You're all down for it.
They would be down, bitch.
You're all down for it.
They would all be down.
Yeah.
Oh, please give yourself this gift.
Yeah, I mean, this is
all of you want to fuck each other, and this is actually a wonderful, beautiful scenario.
Yeah, I'm usually very against fucking people that you're in close relationships with. But you've already taken this so far.
You already did it.
You just tip it over.
Oh, girl.
Tip it over.
Girl.
Tip it.
Girl. Look at you, girl. Look at God.
Yeah.
I don't believe in her.
Yeah.
Hey, Christina and Corinne. Love you guys. I've been a fucker for 5+ years now and pretty much subscribed to Luminary for you specifically. I have a fun story about the time my ex got 2 Alexas for Christmas.
If it's probably just girls named Alexa.
Yeah. Oh, God. First, he won an Alexa tap at a work holiday party. Then his mom got him an Alexa Dot for Christmas. The only difference I noticed is you can speak Alexa commands into the Dot, but not the tap. Oh, Jeff Bezos got a lot of time. We were living together at the time, so suddenly we had these 2 weird speaker items in our 1-bedroom apartment, and I wanted none of them. He showed me how to connect my Spotify to them, and for whatever reason, I was sold on that and let it go.
It is fun. It's nice to wake up and just like play a song that blasts through your apartment.
Oh,
that's
really?
What I do when I can't get up in the morning. I just go, God must have
Alexa, save me.
There's so much singing in this. Sorry, Chad. We're fucking wasted. But I went through trauma, as you heard earlier in the episode.
Yeah, so fuck you. This is legal now because if it's
traumatic, that's not.
Then it's fine.
Also, P.S. listeners, it's not the trauma that I've been talking about. Please. That was a little. That was a paper cut on the trauma of 2020.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the assault.
Which one? Yours or mine? Oh yeah, yours.
Mine.
Yeah, that was bad. I'm more traumatized than that than you are.
Double assault.
Oh, I'm gonna punch him in the face.
Assault and pepper.
You can write that in writing, Chad. I don't care.
Wait, can we make a group that goes to high schools and talks about consent called Assault and Pepper? No one will even know what we're talking about because it's such an old reference, but we'll love it. The teachers will like it.
Don't push it. She didn't say yes.
And then our third member is Cinderella, who just comes on and talks about abstinence.
Because she found Jesus. She did. She found Jesus.
God damn, that's a good idea.
Then I started seeing weird music being played that was not coming from me/him in the apartment. He swore it was a bug, but I deeply suspected cheating. Whoa! I let that go too because I was being a dumb bitch. In parentheses, he was cheating.
Wait, what?
Oh, so there was past songs played in the Alexa?
I didn't know do that. Or it's unless he's cheating with someone down the hall and your internet's connecting.
In which case, men are dumb. Cut to a
the cheating is coming from inside the apartment.
Cut to a few weeks later when we are broken up, moved out, and once again I see Spotify activity that I know isn't mine. You can see on an Alexa?
I didn't know all this.
We were no longer in contact, so I tweeted Spotify asking how could I disconnect from his devices without talking to him. Then I hope you tagged him in that tweet. They told me I literally could not do it without access to his Alexa account. I lamented to my friends endlessly till one had a brilliant thought. Can you still play music on his speakers?
Oh.
The answer is yes, I could.
Whoa.
So I made a playlist called Please Disconnect Your Devices from My Account.
Hey, fuckers. I hope you enjoyed an excerpt from our very special salty Christmas episode of Guys We Fucked. If you want to hear more, go to luminarypodcast.com. You get a subscription for as little as $2 and goddamn 99 cents a month.
Or you know what? Don't. And listen to another podcast and then get bad advice and get pregnant.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.